You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In the later half of 2023, the University of Auckland announced rent increases of more than 8% at their halls of residence. The university justified this as a necessary measure caused by the impacts of inflation.
However, students bearing the full brunt of the rent increase said that the university's decision to increase rent and subsequent explanation were unacceptable, pointing out that the inflation rates only increased by 5.6%, and that the increases would make the cost of living unaffordable for a large number of students living at the halls of residence.
This prompted a number of affected students to form Students for Fair Rent, a group advocating for rental rates at the University of Auckland to be made more affordable by matching rent to inflation rates and the average cost of housing in central Auckland.
In August last year, Students for Fair Rent organized a petition on change.org that received 1,500 signatures, urging the University of Auckland to lower the cost of living, which the University of Auckland reportedly ignored.
Last week, on the 19th of April, Students for Fair Rent held a rally on campus, calling for a rent strike as a last resort protest against the cost of living at the halls and the university's dismissal of their concerns. 95BFM news reporter Shane was live at the rally and spoke to Students for Fair Rent founder Matthew Lee to discuss the group's call for the rent strike.
Can you tell us a little bit about Students for Fair Rent and why you've gathered here today?
Yeah, so Students for Fair Rent is a student-led campaign at the University of Auckland fighting for a lower rent and fairer rent for students at student accommodation. Last year, the University of Auckland announced another 8% rent hike to student accommodation rent. We just thought that was completely unfair. And so last year, we submitted a petition to the university. We had a big rally, and the university's response has been very disappointing. They refuse to acknowledge this as a real problem, and that's why we're doing the strike now.
Your original petition got 1,500 signatures from students. Surprising that the university didn't do anything, but do you think it was able to move any of the UAA faculty and staff to support the cause?
Yeah, I think it's important to sort of separate some of the staff members, like the lecturers and the people up there who are making the decisions. The lecturers have been very supportive. Housing is a human right and affordable housing is a human right. We all recognize that. It is unfortunate that the leadership at the university still refuses to acknowledge this as a real problem.
What are the specific goals that you have for the rent strike?
First of all, we'd love for the university to even acknowledge this as a real problem to begin with, but our specific demands include a reduction in rent, first of all, and second of all, we want safeguards against future rent increases. So the three measures that we've proposed are the rate of inflation and wage growth, the average rate of rent in Auckland Central, and also the level of income support we get from the government.
How can students that don't live in university accommodation support the strike?
First of all, follow us on Instagram at Students for Fair Rent, but also talk to your friends. You know, I think all of us know someone who lives at student accommodation. Talk to them, tell them about the strikes, encourage them to join. I understand that it is a daunting thing, but it is important that we take our power back from this university.
Do you have a message that you'd like to send to the University of Auckland?
Yes, the University of Auckland, you have a responsibility to provide safe, secure, and affordable accommodation to your students. You are not doing that right now. You also have the responsibility to engage constructively with your students. You are also not doing that right now. The campaign's position and my position has always been that we are open to working with you to find a solution that works for everyone. I hope that you will reply to our emails.
Then I spoke to Green Party co-leader Chloe Swarbrick, who told us about the Greens' support for the strike and the Students for Fair Rent initiative.
So Chloe, why have you come down here today?
To support the students. Something's got to give, right? Over the last few years, I've been involved in two major pieces of work on student wellbeing. The first is the Student Accommodation Inquiry published in 2021, which basically said that the rent is too damn high, but also that the kind of services that students can expect in student accommodation are also not really meeting expectations. And there's some massive issues there, which we can get into the solutions of, namely undoing the Section 5B exclusion in the Residential Tenancies Act, which sees student accommodation set as separate from all other rental accommodation. So students in student accom don't have access to the tenancy tribunal to enforce their rights. The second piece of work is the People's Inquiry into Student Wellbeing out of 2022, and that gave us, unfortunately, a stat that I don't think will surprise many people, but it's very gutting in that it won't surprise people, because two-thirds of students regularly cannot afford the basics. So we know full well that students have been living in what many of us have kind of tried to characterise as being broke, but when you are broke for years at a time, that is poverty, and that poverty has massive detriment on students' capacity to get an education.
What do you think will happen if more students get pushed out of student accommodation?
I was talking to some people who work at Auckland Council the other day about how just actually a number of the things that this government's doing and its legislative agenda are going to move the housing crisis from a crisis to a catastrophe. So what we have with student accommodation is one manifestation of that, but I think we'll see people having to drop out of study, which in turn impacts our future doctors, our nurses, our mental health workers, our researchers, our scientists, and ultimately the well-being of the entire country. I know that the general narrative has been for a really long time that people apparently only undertake higher education for sake of their own benefit. Firstly, I'd say tell that to any teacher, doctor or nurse student. But secondly, we know that when people do get higher education, that ultimately that benefits all of us in this country and all of our communities.
Do you think our government is doing enough to lower the cost of living for students?
Absolutely not. That's laughable. This government has found $2.9 billion down the back of the couch for landlords. Landlords represent approximately 120,000 people in this country. Students outnumber them more than three times over, with 400,000 students in this country. So I guess this is where I would appeal not just to the government, but actually for students to realise our collective power if everybody works together to hold the line and to make it clear what demands are. Because those 120,000 landlords feel real entitled to get outcomes from this government. It's time for students to take on board that same approach.
One more thing. Do you have a message to the University of Auckland?
This is my old uni, and once upon a time I accepted an award from it as one of the distinguished alumni just so that I could have a bigger platform when it came to constructively critiquing my old uni. And my message would be that there is an opportunity here to work constructively with students, particularly when it comes to working with this government to try and get the outcomes necessary for affordable, high-quality student education. And I'd just say that people should reflect on that inquiry into student accommodation out of the Education and Workforce Select Committee. The Greens were the only party to agree wholesale with the approach as propositioned by different student unions and associations, that student accommodation should be a not-for-profit model that works in the benefit and for the well-being of all students.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.